My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Raisin Bran? You got to put Raisin Bran up there. Everybody knows it.
It's Mike Shope.
Listen, get your own stupid old dying person team and choose your own cereals.
And the Bulldog.
I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
That cereal is soggy. You reach into the fridge for the milk and open the lid on the milk to pour it in there, and that crap is already soggy.
I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds.
That's a problem for a cereal.
A huge problem.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Enough with the Raisin Bran and the mayonnaise and Bulldog's favorite mustard and how much mustard he has.
Training camp is opening on Wednesday, for gosh sakes, folks.
Camp.
Get it together.
What would you take to training camp? Sal's packing for 4 days. He says it's going to be 4 days before he comes back. So he's packing a lot. He said he has a big pack.
Well, he's talking about coffee makers and mini fridges and so he's leaning into it.
He is. Well, that's what we want. That's what he's paid to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Lean into camp.
Me, I would just throw some 4 pair of underwear in a plastic bag and 4 shirts.
4 shirts. I'd be like
couple 10 pair of socks.
10 shirts.
10 shirts.
You're gonna sweat out there. I can't have one shirt for a whole day.
Right, because you're gonna work and then maybe have something to do afterward. Yeah, that's
right.
I probably need 2 shirts a day.
10 shirts, 10 underwear. I might not have more than 10 underwear.
Wow.
That's about as much as I have. Now that's come up. And, 6 pairs of shorts.
You're gonna wear the same 2 pair all the time.
No, never. Am I doing laundry? Do they do laundry?
No, right. No, I'm thinking no.
Then I'm definitely not wearing only 2 pairs of shorts for 4 days in the heat.
Come on. You got underwear on, right? They're fine.
Well, wouldn't you like to know?
Jesus.
Wouldn't you like to know? Come on. You're just going to be disgusting. Camp is going to be practically over at noon or something. You're out of there. You're gonna take a shower because you're so hot. You're gonna put the same clothes on?
Not the shirt, but the shorts are fine.
No way. Absolutely.
You got a buffer. The underwear's a buffer. You're fine. The shorts are fine.
I need more than just a buffer.
I'm washing my jeans once a year now. I don't need
jeans are a different story.
Fine.
If this is development camp,
what's different?
The Sabres.
Shorts are just short. Shorter jeans. What's the difference?
You would get sweatier. Being out in the heat, it's not a matter of what the clothing is. If you wore jeans, you might do the same thing, but you're not going to wear jeans out there.
No, probably
because it's
not.
Too hot.
Too hot.
If you went to cover the Sabres this way for 4 days in a row, out of town, 2 pairs of jeans, I might say.
Sure. Okay.
Not six.
But the heat, the heat is that much of a factor for you that you're going to need that many shorts. All right.
Oh, yeah.
I do this on vacation all the time. I bring all this stuff and then I end up wearing like the same two pair of shorts. Now, we have laundry usually if we're staying in an Airbnb or a Vrbo or whatever. So like I can wash stuff if I need to, but I'm always bringing more stuff than
Fisher.
I always bring too much stuff.
I'm not sure how many times I used the laundry when I went to college at St. John Fisher.
Let alone if you were there covering camp, right?
Let alone this. You know, here and there, here and there. For a while, I would go. I was the guy who would go to, you know, drop off. Like, after I moved here, when I was a bachelor, I would drop off the laundry at a place.
Okay,
and pick it up.
Yep. I've seen that done.
I thought that was amazing when I realized they had places where you could do that.
Yeah.
I knew there were places where I could stand there and wash my own clothes.
Sure.
A laundromat. Some would call that
That's
a laundromat.
That's what those are called?
Yeah. I knew I could, the dry cleaning world. I was familiar with that. Didn't know you could just go to a place, leave it, and they'll do all your
wash
laundry.
Wash and fold it for you.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. Right.
I love that. The Bills are down to a 6.5-point favorite week one at DraftKings.
Down to say, seven.
It opened at seven.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know.
What is it on your FanDuel?
I don't know. I haven't lied.
Jump on it.
Yeah.
6.5.
Yeah.
How confident are you that the Bills will beat Arizona? Extremely? Isn't Arizona a little bit
Arizona?
It's not scary,
Arizona,
but
Arizona might be live. The quarterback is very talented. You know, the shiniest receiver of all the receivers in Marvin Harrison Jr. You know, I know from sitting in here with you 5 days a week, the tight end is good. Right, that's McBride. No, wait.
Yes.
No,
Trey McBride.
Benson is the running back. Right, Trey. They're both Trey's?
They're both Trey.
Okay. McBride is the tight
Benson
end.
Benson is a rookie.
The backup rookie running back. Okay. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, they could be live. I don't know what we got. You know, like, I'm just not sure who the Bills are. I mean, I think you can be reasonably confident they'll be pretty good, if not better than that. But I don't know. It's a team that lost to Pittsburgh on opening day 3 years ago, right?
This is worse.
Sure, I agree, but
although they might have been a 7-point favorite, that I think they probably were.
I mean, Arizona might be this year the equivalent of what Pittsburgh's been.
Maybe it's not worse.
No. So I don't. I'm going to have a hard time assuming much of anything until we get them on, you know, we get them up and running. We see what it looks like. And, you know, that Arizona game is the first one. So I won't have really that opportunity because, again, preseason pledge. I doubt there's anything that we really be able to glean off of how they handle the preseason games, what sorts of plays they run, what sorts of formations and all that. So it's all so new that I don't know. They could be playing just about anyone on their schedule in week one, and I'd be like, I don't know. It's hard to be 100% confident.
It's hard. The famous Greg Bauch once said, it's hard to be 100% sure of anything.
Right.
I'm not 100% sure of anything.
Yeah, I think in the same realm, I said during that conversation, I'm open to being wrong about everything.
Everything, yes. The Bills were the same 6.5-point favorite in that Pittsburgh game, week one, 2021. I remember that game not well at all. They were up 10-0, but lost 23-16. The only thing I think I remember is a block punt.
That's me too.
And maybe there was a weird fourth down decision. But isn't there always? The Bills outgained the Steelers pretty good. Outplayed them, but got beat. That happens.
Yep.
So, the schedule, so Aaron Schatz, this is for anybody, 803-0550. If I need to say so, all of this is for anybody. Maybe not when we're talking about mustard, but, you know, most of this is for everybody.
Speak for yourself. I'm here for your mustard takes.
I just, you know, call Bulldog at home with your mustard takes.
Hit me up on,
just on
X. Twitter.com.
On X.
Ooh, it says X.com now for the first time. I just noticed it. Sorry. Go ahead. The schedule.
You know, you're like in Pleasantville, and I'm sorry that I only reference like seven movies ever, but you finally have become in color.
Well, for weeks when you've been teasing me about Bulldog calls at X, I'm like, I'm still calling it Twitter because the address on my browser says twitter.com, and today is the first time I've noticed that it says x.com/home, not twitter.com.
And that one time we talked about it like weeks ago, mine did say x.com then.
Hmm.
So I was already in color.
I must
like Reese Witherspoon when her brother just can't figure out what he has to do
to get it
not be in black and white anymore. Yeah. You just arrived.
I must have gotten an update on my computer over the weekend or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
So, the schedule. A couple of things here. Aaron Schatz called it the hardest in the league. So he's going to use what? He's going to use weighted DVOA. He's going to use how good he thinks the teams should be and stack that up with everybody else. It's not going to be last year's records. It's going to be more advanced than that. Hardest in the league. I don't know that he cares a lot about when you play whom or days of the week. Warren Sharp is big on
night games,
the rest advantages and disadvantages. I don't remember the Bills coming in too badly when it came to that, maybe even favorably. I know they play San Francisco off a bye.
Right.
And the week before, when the Bills are on the bye, the Niners are at Green Bay. San Francisco got a brutal draw when it came to that aspect of the schedule, like rest advantages, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Kansas City did. Think about this. Because, you know, I really have a lot of respect for Warren. And last year, he was pointing out how unlucky, if that's even the word for it, the Chiefs were in the schedule because they played some long number of games in a row in the second half against teams that had a rest edge. Maybe the Bills game would have been one at Arrowhead. Didn't the Bills come off a bye to
go to Kansas City? Wasn't that after the Eagles game? Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
And the Chiefs would not have, apparently. Or maybe they did and it was neutral. I think, though, they were at a disadvantage for like 7 weeks in a row. Forget the playoffs when they would not have been at rest disadvantages. How did the season go for Kansas City? It was brutal. They were losing to the Raiders. They were losing to Denver. They lost the Buffalo game. Like, what's wrong with the Chiefs? Well, does anybody talk about this? That they played teams week after week after week that had more rest going into those games than they did. So the Niners are bad for that. I'm getting off track. Bad for that this year. Maybe other teams, if you know. I don't know. Hardest in the league, Aaron says. When we talked about the Jets last week, I went into sort of like a jet mode about how I think really good they'll be. And that conversation, whatever day that was last week, started when I looked at their schedule.
Right.
And where the Bills play Baltimore, Kansas City, and Detroit. The three games, all the teams in the AFC East would have three games different than the others. Everybody's going to play the same division teams. I mean, New England has to play Buffalo. Buffalo plays New England, but you know what I mean. Six games up and down. They all play the AFC South once for 10. They all play the NFC West once for 14. There's three left where the four teams in each division have different opponents. For the Bills, it's Baltimore, Kansas City, Detroit. Baltimore and Detroit on the road. And then the Chiefs. Three first-place teams because the Bills finished first. The Jets, those games are instead against Pittsburgh, Denver, and Minnesota.
They finished third, didn't they, the Jets? Yes. New England was behind them. Okay, because I was sitting here thinking, weren't the Bengals last? But no, the Jets weren't last.
So this is hard. This is easier.
Sure, of course.
So Jets play Pittsburgh, Denver, and Minnesota. That means the Patriots would play Cincinnati. I think that's week one. The Chargers and the Bears.
Those are all harder.
Right.
The Jets. Yeah.
The third place schedule is way easier than the fourth.
Yeah. Don't go sometimes.
That's the Jets' break.
Yeah.
So they'll play the same 14 games, and they'll play the Steelers at Pittsburgh on a Sunday night, because that's the law. If it's Pittsburgh, has to be on Sunday night every week, even when they're terrible or boring. They're always boring. They're the new Bears. Just can't get out. We can't get the Steelers out of the way. No, prime time. So Pittsburgh, it's a group of four weeks, from weeks four to week seven. Denver at home, at Minnesota, Bills on a Monday night, then at Pittsburgh. That's a huge break. And you know, I was starting to ask when I brought up the schedule. I thought of what Aaron said. Is I tweeted that last week. I X'd it. Yeah, I think you can still say tweeted. About the Jets, and I posted a picture of their schedule. We talked about how insane it is that they ordered them left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right.
Oh, right. That graphic that they put out.
Yep. And so, I mean, of course, it's mostly Bills fans who would respond to it. And, you know, like, oh, you can't who cares about the schedule? Like, what can you expect to know about the schedule, right? That kind of that kind of take. That's the Bills fan pushback, I guess. Or it could be like Aaron Rodgers sucks. But it's like, how can you base anything? I don't know. People do it. People do it. And I know that there are going to be a lot of developments over the course of the year that will change this.
But sitting here in July, I don't know how there's some harm in looking at a team schedule and saying, I'd rather play those teams than the teams I have to play.
There's no harm in it. It's, is it useful? Like, is it meaningful? And I say, absolutely. Of course it is. I mean, you think the Vikings will be better than Detroit?
Probably not.
I mean, you're not allowed to have a take on that? It's too early
to think the Vikings won't
be better than Detroit. Do you think the Chargers won't be better than Kansas City or the Broncos?
Yeah, that is an odd thing to push back against. I would say, but whatever.
I mean, the same people are not going to say anything if you're talking about the Bills this way.
Maybe they weren't,
because it's not the Bills.
Maybe they weren't even real people anyway. But whatever. Anyway, I think. You know, my whole thing on the Jets is it's so much rides on the 40-year-old guy that coming off a torn Achilles. I just don't trust it. But, you know, you could say anybody in the league is going to get hurt, but a 40-year-old quarterback coming off that injury could be. And, you know, frankly, I know he's talking it up. Oh, I feel great. I'm moving great. I don't know, man. I think there's a lot riding on. I mean, there's a lot riding on everybody's quarterback, but the Jets absolutely are going to clean house if that doesn't work. And that's a very different kind of pressure, I think. And I just think the whole thing rides on. I don't trust it. I don't trust him to stay healthy. And I just think that there's just bad. It's the Jets.
Well, let me. If I may be allowed to, it's an election year. If I may be allowed to respond to that,
please do.
I'll just be the Jets. I'll just be the Jets homer for a minute here. You know how famously I am so pro Jets. The fact that they're the New York Jets, I don't care.
Okay.
Right? I mean, the Bills for many years were like, oh, how is that going to work? They never win. But then they got good, right? So I don't really. I'm not using that. I'm not using their franchise history against them here.
All right.
I think...
Convenient.
So convenient.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
So convenient. And of course I would, right? Of course I would choose. Right. Just like the fans who are like, oh, that sucks, the Jets. I'm doing the same thing. I don't care about the Achilles. I do care about his age. I've always respected this point. You've made it for a long time, and you've been right many times. Don't get too, you know, don't lose sight of what 40 years of age really is.
Brady changed the whole, our whole set of expectations for how effective these guys can be at that sort of advanced age for playing football. And I don't know. I mean, he might be the outlier, and all these other guys, I think, are probably going to be normal human beings who break down when they're 40.
That might be true. I mean, there is a general trend in life where people can sort of last longer, but that might be true. I respect that. I don't think the Achilles means anything. Like, he is not a running back. Running backs never come back from an Achilles. What is Aaron Rodgers going to have to do? What is he going to be asked to do? You know how Brady played? And by the way, Brady had his own science that Rodgers gets made fun of
but
for
Rodgers
all the time,
has
too.
Always been, I'm going to even say much more. You know, you want to ignore the Jets' history. I'll embellish more with much more athletically inclined to rolling out, extending plays. Brady was never that guy. So that's the thing for me with Rodgers. Now, maybe they will just simply not ask him to do as much of that.
Right.
But I think that limits what you're going to get from him.
Fair. Off script.
Right.
How much does that matter then ultimately is that point? Because that's fair. He you're right about that. Like Brady entirely through his 40s would go down at the first hit of a pass rush.
Yes.
Just embarrassing.
Almost
just
untouched.
Totally. I'm going to the ground.
I feel pressure.
Second down.
I can't get out of here. Yep.
Second down.
Second and 14.
Not only am I not making a play here or throwing the ball away, I'm not even going to let you hit me.
Right.
I'm just going right to the ground. Rodgers may do that, and I don't know how much that'll cost him. He wants to preserve himself. He's always talking about playing for not just one more year. So I think it's right to point out that 40 is not 30 or 32, but there are going to be guys who make it. And I just happen to think about that team and the player he is, that he does not have to be that good for them to have a really good year.
Well, I agree with that.
Think of what that quarterback play looked like last year.
Yeah.
With the Jets.
I frankly think, I mean, for someone who was as down on the Jets as I am, Tyrod Taylor stepping in there, that should be better than what they had last year.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to be great, but it could be enough. I mean, they still, what did they win last year? 7 games? Even with what they had at quarterback? I mean, it was so bad. 7-10 was their record last year. So
there's another guy, too. Jordan Travis.
Oh, yeah? Oh, is that the
Florida State?
Yeah, okay. I knew the name.
Yeah, your Keon Coleman
crush
started through Jordan Travis. He's with the Jets, too.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Is there going to be a quarterback competition? They start camp on Wednesday also. I'd like for Dan Leberfeld to ask about the possibility of a quarterback competition. Coach, you got 3 guys here. I mean, they've all had varying degrees of success on the college or pro levels.
Right.
How do you want to handle that? If we ever have a serious bet on something, the loser has to do something like that. Sean McDermott.
That would be so great.
Go ask Sean McDermott if he sees that being a quarterback battle.
I know Aaron Rodgers has won multiple MVPs, but, I mean, every job is up for grabs. I mean, we respect competition.
That's right.
Imagine.
Well, that's funny because the last time we talked to Dan, it was about how Rodgers was missing, which he actually sort of made excuses for today, Rodgers.
But yes, right.
He was missing those mandatory practices, and Leberfeld was saying how Saleh had to say, he had to find him because he had another guy, like his backup or something, that was also missing.
Right.
And so he couldn't just absolve Rodgers, excuse him, but not the other guy. So he kind of got stuck having to.
Yeah, whatever. You know, yeah, I love Rodgers today. Well, you know, it's really just words or something. Like, well, yeah, okay. Right. I mean,
isn't it always, you know,
it's all just words.
It's always just words.
It's mandatory is a word.
Quote. Mandatory.
Like one of the key words that you obviously.
It's the most important word.
Most important word in the whole thing, but yeah, fine.
803-0550 if you want to join us. We'll talk Super Bowl odds, playoff odds as well. Brian Koziol will join us at 6 on the Open. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
It's an honor. I've always dreamt of doing it. That walk up 18 truly is the coolest with the yellow leaderboards and the fans and the standing ovation. It really is the coolest, one of the coolest feelings I've ever had in my life. I got chills walking down and quickly had to zap myself back into focus because the tournament wasn't over yet. So, you know, I can't wait to enjoy this with my family.
Yeah, well, good for you. Good for you, Xander Schauffele. Not good for Bulldog or me. Unless you did what you did last time and bet him
on the side. No, I did not have him. I got the unknown guy, Daniel Brown.
Mm.
Still, I think after round two, he was maybe two back of the lead, whatever. He was right there.
Final group on Saturday.
Yeah. He was plus 2,200 on Friday. After he had played. And I'm like, all right, I know he's nobody, but come on. That's
what
like,
did he, where did he end up?
Made for me. Pretty far down. He ended up even, I think.
Okay.
It unraveled on quite a few. Shane Lowry had a very tough Saturday, back end on Saturday.
Well, Brown, he doubled 18 on Saturday.
Okay, right.
And that left Horschel alone.
Right.
-4, -3. So Brown didn't make, he had a one-shot lead going to 18 on Saturday, but he ended up not playing in the final group.
That's right. He was in the second. No, he was even further down than that, even.
There were a lot of threes.
Yeah, there were a lot of threes, and he was among them. Because even when I turned it on Sunday morning, like I looked at the leaderboard Saturday after I thought it was done, but I think there might have been still a couple guys playing. Anyway, I'm like, oh, he's right there. Great. I get up Sunday, turn the golf on, and the mini leaderboard that they have with like six guys on it, he's not one of them. I'm like, what the hell happened? But I think as play started Sunday, a couple of other players got to three. But I thought I had a guy that was playing in the last group.
And I thought I had a horse.
He's not even on the page, but he was still, he was tied.
Yep.
So, but yeah, yesterday didn't go well for him. So,
but that was the first major of his life.
Right.
Pretty good week.
He was smoking his way around the course. He was smoking.
Was he?
He was smoking out there. Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brian wins the golf bet, having picked Schauffele, who was the third favorite. Brian sucked out on this thing because he did not have a lot of players who had good weeks.
No, that's right.
But
he was Schauffele was really the only hope he had. Scheffler was around to, you know, going into the weekend anyway, maybe even the same score as Schauffele at some point, but Schauffele was his biggest hope going into Sunday for sure.
There probably are a lot of casual golf fans who might think Schauffele and Scheffler are the same person.
Sure.
There's a Scheffler and a Schauffele.
Right.
And they're both out there winning majors now and
right.
basically dominating the sport. But they're different guys.
First time in a very long time. I don't remember the year now, but I just know it was a very long time that the majors were all won by American players, American-born players, all four of them.
Xander Schauffele winning two
right.
of the four.
And Scheffler and DeChambeau, the other two.
Right, yeah. Most of the, at Royal Troon, it's maybe, 10 times or so the Open was there. And most of the winners have been Americans over the years. I just have like all this golf trivia kind of crammed into my head.
You were listening to it.
I mean, I love, there's almost nothing better. This I would really say. There may be nothing better for a long car ride when you want your kids to sleep. And even maybe your spouse.
Right.
Than PGA Tour radio. Which, I mean, golf is great for, you have it on TV on a Sunday and you take a nap. Right? Like, there's just that soothing element.
I love it.
So, the talking is kind of faster and there's more of it on the radio.
I will turn the golf on just because I want to take a nap.
We left, so we went to Saratoga for another lacrosse tournament on Saturday. And ended up leaving in the morning, start the car, daddy's going to listen to the golf. I mean, it's the leaders don't go off for like 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We barely heard the leaders play at all.
Right.
But it's on the whole day. It's on all morning. And they go right to sleep. My kids slept from maybe 6:15 when we left, a few minutes after we left, to 10.
After sleeping all night.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. They had their regular sleep. Right. And then with PGA Tour radio, they slept for more than half the drive to Saratoga, which, you know, brilliant.
Yeah. It works.
Good for them. Good for me. I'm just able to enjoy my ride here, and weather was great. And so it
it's
was
not like they're at an age where they'd be a problem if they were awake.
And, No.
Little kids or anything, but still.
No, yeah. That's right. That's right. I'm not like hoping they sleep per se, but you know, you want them to because
they're three, sleep.
My son is very good at sleeping in the car, on the plane. He kind of is incredible. He's tough to wake up. He sleeps so well. Mm. And it's amazing. So we go lacrosse on Saturday, went to Lake George. Thank you for the different advice that I got. We didn't end up spending much time there because the tournament was almost half an hour south at Saratoga Springs. Saturday night, went to a friend's cabin up in the mountains, about an hour north. And as I mentioned earlier, no internet. I mean, no chance of the internet. Like, just dirt roads. You have to know where you're going. This is very old school. Mm-hmm. You have to know where you're going because your map is going to die out. Like, you just have to know. And it was touch and go there for a few minutes where it was getting dark and it was up to my wife to know the route because she's been there many more times than I have.
Okay.
And but she did it. She nailed it. But I am still me. And we come to leave Sunday morning.
You driving a car or an RV here?
Car. I didn't take the RV.
You said something about having an
RV for
the weekend. Okay.
Drove my car. I am still me, which means this. We know we don't really have too much map access here. My car will tell me which direction I'm going, and I know that we're going south to get to Saratoga Springs. It's like an hour south. So we get to our first turn off the dirt road our friends live on.
Leaving the cabin.
Leaving the cabin.
Right.
And, you know, left is the usual way on this. It's Garnet Hill Road, actually. Right. Left is the usual way because left takes you to Route 8 and then 29 and sort of like the highway. No. I'm going right because right is south.
Uh-huh.
And I just will not go north. You know, these are miles between intersections. I'm going south. That's it. That's the direction we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have an exact route. Sorry, kids. Like, I'm turning right. I'm turning right. Garnet Hill, we're going that way.
All right.
You go for a few miles, and then there's the sign, pavement ends. And shortly past that sign, now it's a dirt gravel road, a couple of trees. There was all kinds of weather there last week. Like, I know Rome with the tornadoes, and I think a lot of that area was kind of beat up. There are these huge trees that are they're broken, and they're leaning across the road, over the top of the roadway.
But you can drive underneath.
You know, you want to time it right, just in case. But yes, I could fit underneath.
Yeah.
But this is like the first few seconds of the dirt road. And who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I just said to my family, I just know there wasn't a sign that said no outlet.
Right.
So this is going to take us somewhere. The last time we went to this cabin, I did the same thing. And I don't remember what it was. But, like, no, this is the right way. It's directionally accurate, as we say.
Uh-huh.
This is the right way.
Uh-huh.
And we ended up in a driveway, not even knowing we were off the road. The road ended at a driveway. And there's a sign at the driveway that says, the Olsons.
Yeah.
And there's another sign that's like, guns leave.
Right.
Do not trespass.
I'm getting the Vancouver Island vibes here now.
The flag with the snake
Do not pass, right? Don't tread on me.
That snake flag that you don't want to see.
Right, yeah.
And so we busted it back, and then that's the worst, because now I'm sort of, I've wasted this time.
You've been humbled here. You're going directionally accurate, did not pan out.
No. The Olsons is a running joke in my family, because the time Daddy, he knew better.
Right.
So here on yesterday, this was yesterday, I did it again. I'm like, this is the way to the lacrosse tournament. There's no sign that says dead end.
Right.
There's no Olsons yet. But yeah, I've got my daughter in the back seat talking about how she heard or saw on TikTok or something that polar bears and grizzlies have now mated. And there's actually a bear called the Pizzly Bear.
Uh-huh. Just throw that into the mix.
She's throwing the Pizzly Bear into the mix as we're driving under trees on the gravel to who knows where.
On your way to the Olsons.
Perhaps. Maybe going to make a return visit to the Olsons. She's like, yes, if the female is the polar bear, then it's the Pizzly Bear. And if it's the male that's the polar bear, then it's the Growler Bear. And I looked this up. This is all true.
Okay, I was going to say, it's starting to sound a lot like Tom Sitch with his lion-tiger combination.
If we had an Animal Draft 2 and Tom were a part, 101 is going to be the Pizzly Bear. Yep. You would not want to mess with a polar-grizzly hybrid.
No, I don't want any piece of that.
So we're going for, like, miles on the dirt. Well, then we got through it.
So you got some validation this time.
I mean, for myself.
Right.
Maybe with you. Maybe with listeners. I don't know about my kids or my wife. Family. They're probably like, when is he going to learn? Just take the high road.
It's going to be,
She probably thinks, I have no respect for where I am. Because I'm up here in the Adirondacks where they don't have road signs and internet and whatever else. And I think I know how to get there.
I'm just going to go driving through these roads.
You know, bears and trees have fallen. And I don't know. Like, this could be bad.
Right. Yeah, the mountain roads, man. My wife took us when we were in North Carolina, Tennessee, Smoky Mountains a couple summers ago. And we stayed at this hill, unbelievable. Like, I would stay at this place again any time. Just top of the mountain, just spectacular. But you know, planning road trips, off the main road, but there's this pass and like, it's supposed to be really scenic and like, great. They're like boulders the size of my tires in the road. Like, okay. And it's, you know, no guardrails, one lane, dirt. Like, and she's just like, I love it. I'm like gripping the steering wheel. Like, my hands hurt thinking about how hard I was like, just for an hour and a half, I don't want to get a flat tire.
Right.
What if somebody comes the other direction?
Bears.
Boulders, bears, all the things.
Did you hear that, Ed?
We made it, though, but I was very tense.
Of course, I'm also thinking yesterday, this is good for the show.
Right, of course.
I might have a story. Right.
That was me in this narrow alleyway in Spain with the car, the rental car story I told you about the narrow road. Like this is going to be great. If I get out of here, this is going to be great.
Yeah, that's right.
Got a great story.
Great story. Brian at 6. Back to golf with Brian. Back to football after this. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR. Any way you want to look at it, football is coming closer. Training camp's opening, the Bills on Wednesday. The Hall of Fame game is next Thursday night, August 1st. Bears-Texans, which will be a Week 2 Sunday night football regular season game in Houston. We'll talk about the Texans with a guest from Houston tomorrow. Started to look at lineups for Week 1.
It's a little early.
It is a little early. Is it ever too early, though? Is it too early? Getting excited. What do you think about Keenan Allen this year?
I think that should be pretty good. That should be pretty good.
So he's getting up there, Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
And he's had some soft tissue concerns.
Yeah.
But maybe if the Bears, isn't it hard to sort of fully buy into the Chicago Bears having a good offense?
Yes.
Like a good modern offense?
It's nearly impossible.
It's so hard. It's those numbers.
Yes. the two round.
I can't imagine a team with that uniform, which looks like they just thought of it in the 60s and just loved it, and it became iconic, and we're just never changing. Actually, like throwing 40 passes a game, 45 passes a game, 300-yard passing games.
No, that's not Bears football.
I know.
Not Bears football. It sounds fun. That's why it can't be Bears football.
But it's going to be.
Probably.
They want it to be.
Yeah. That's the plan.
It is hard.
Yeah, I don't know.
DJ Moore, Rome Odunze, Keenan Allen.
I might just sort of be a little leery of the Bears in general.
Ooh.
I think there's just a lot of assumptions being made about how good the kid is, and Stroud showed up last year and did what he did. So like, oh, fine, so yeah, one of these guys will do that. I don't know. That's usually how it goes. You know, like you watch the guy, super talented. You can see it. You believe in it, but it's gonna be bumpy, just cause. Now, the hitch is that the Bears were not a 2 or 3 win team with the first overall pick. They were more of a middling team that had the first overall pick. So, like, the roster is not as, you know, lacking as maybe normally the team that drafts Caleb Williams first overall. So, that should mitigate some of that, but I don't know. I wouldn't want to rush. There's not a judgment on, I don't think he'll be good or even great. Just how soon you should expect that. I mean, I think that, you know, a little buyer beware, I guess I would say.
Back-to-back Bear segments.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah.
From the
Grizzlies and the Bowlers.
Pizzly Bear.
Yeah, right.
To the Football Bears. When this happens, this is the Jets' point. I just can't see Team X because they've never been this being this. Oh, I want to lean into that.
Yeah. Well, I can see them being that eventually. All I'm saying is rookie quarterback, you know, like that just, I'm not assuming he's going to show up and throw for 4,000 yards.
How many games of his have you watched? I'm like two.
More 2 years ago than this past year.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I saw him play, you know, 3, 4, 5 times 2 years ago. This year, I don't think I saw him one time.
It's more you get those Mahomesian sort of highlights.
Yeah.
The next day on Twitter, X. Right. It was Twitter then, at least, when you'd see, like, watch this Caleb Williams throw from behind the end zone.
Twitter era, yeah.
Back when it was Twitter. Back when Twitter was Twitter. We will talk to Brian Koziol about the Open Championship. It was an interesting week. Different leaders every day, some weather, and a worthy winner. That'll be next after the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Right.
So this is going to take us somewhere. The last time we went to this cabin, I did the same thing. And I don't remember what it was, but like, no. This is the right way. It's directionally accurate, as we say.
Uh-huh.
This is the right way.
Uh-huh.
And we ended up in a driveway. Not even knowing we were off the road. The road ended at a driveway. And there's a sign at the driveway that says, the Olsons.
Yeah.
And there's another sign that's like, guns leave.
Right.
Do not trespass.
I'm getting the Vancouver flag, Island vibes here now.
The flag with the snake.
Do not pass. Right. Don't tread on me.
That
right.
Snake flag that you don't want to see.
Right. Yeah.
And so we busted it back. And then that's the worst because now I'm sort of, I've wasted this time.
You've been humbled here. You're going directionally accurate. Did not pan out.
No. The Olsons is a running joke in my family because the time daddy, he knew better.
Right.
So here on yesterday, this was yesterday, I did it again. I'm like, this is the way to the lacrosse tournament. There's no sign that says dead end.
Right.
There's no Olsons yet. But yeah, I've got my daughter in the back seat talking about how she heard or saw on TikTok or something that polar bears and grizzlies have now mated. And there's actually a bear called the Pizzly Bear.
Uh-huh. Just throw that into the mix.
She's throwing the Pizzly Bear into the mix.
Uh-huh.
As we're driving under trees on the gravel to who knows where.
On your way to the Olsons.
Perhaps. Maybe you're going to make a return visit to the Olsons. She's like, yes, if the female is the polar bear, then it's the Pizzly Bear. And if it's the male that's the polar bear, then it's the growler bear. And I looked this up. This is all true.
Okay, I was going to say, it's starting to sound a lot like Tom Sitch with his lion-tiger combination.
If we had an Animal Draft 2 and Tom were a part, at 101 is going to be the Pizzly Bear. Yeah. You would not want to mess with a polar-grizzly hybrid.
No, I don't want any piece of that.
So we're going for, like, miles on the dirt. Well, then we got through it.
So you got some validation this time.
I mean, for myself.
Right.
Maybe with you. Maybe with listeners. I don't know about my kids or my wife. Family. They're probably like, when is he going to learn? Just take the road. Just take the high road.
It's going to be,
You have no respect. Like, she probably thinks, I have no respect for where I am. Because I'm up here in the Adirondacks where they don't have road signs and internet and whatever else. And I think I know how to get there.
I'm just going to go driving through these roads.
You know, bears and trees have fallen. And I don't know. Like, this could be bad.
Right. Yeah, the mountain roads, man. My wife took us when we were in North Carolina, Tennessee, Smoky Mountains a couple summers ago. And we stayed at this hill, unbelievable, I would stay at this place again any time. Just top of the mountain, just spectacular. But you know, planning road trips, there's this off the main road, but there's this pass and like, it's supposed to be really scenic and like, great. They're like boulders the size of my tires in the road. Like, okay. And it's, you know, no guardrails, one lane, dirt. Like, and she's just like, I love it. I'm like gripping the steering wheel. Like my hands hurt thinking about how hard I was like. God, just for an hour and a half, just, I don't want to get a flat tire.
Right.
What if somebody comes the other direction?
Bears.
Boulders, bears, all the things.
Did you hear that, Ed?
We made it, though, but I was very tense.
Like, of course, I'm also thinking yesterday, this is good for the show.
Right, of course.
I might have a story.
Right. That was me in this narrow alleyway in Spain with the car, the rental car story I told you about the narrow road. Like this is going to be great. If I get out of here, this is going to be great.
Yeah, that's right.
Got a great story.
Great story. Brian at 6. Back to golf with Brian. Back to football after this. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR. Any way you want to look at it, football is coming closer, training camps opening, the Bills on Wednesday. The Hall of Fame game is next Thursday night, August 1st. Bears-Texans, which will be a Week 2 Sunday night football regular season game in Houston. We'll talk about the Texans with a guest from Houston tomorrow. Started to look at lineups for Week 1.
It's a little early.
It's a little early. Is it ever too early, though? Is it too early? Getting excited. What do you think about Keenan Allen this year?
I think that should be pretty good. That should be pretty good.
So he's getting up there, Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
And he's had some soft tissue concerns.
Yeah.
But maybe if the Bears, it's hard. Isn't it hard to sort of fully buy into the Chicago Bears having a good offense?
Yes,
like a good modern offense.
It's nearly impossible.
It's so hard. It's those numbers.
Yes, the two round.
I can't imagine a team with that uniform, which looks like they just thought of it in the 60s and just loved it, and it became iconic, and we're just never changing. Actually, like, throwing 40 passes a game, 45 passes a game, 300-yard passing games.
No, that's not Bears football.
I know.
Not Bears football. It sounds fun. That's why it can't be Bears football.
But it's going to be.
Probably.
They want it to be.
Yeah. That's the plan.
It is hard.
Yeah, I don't know.
DJ Moore, Rome Odunze, Keenan Allen.
I might just sort of be a little leery of the Bears in general.
Ooh.
I think there's just a lot of assumptions being made about how good the kid is, and Stroud showed up last year and did what he did. So like, one of these guys will do that. I don't know. That's usually how it goes. You know, like you watch the guy, super talented. You can see it. You believe in it. But it's going to be bumpy just because. Now, the hitch is that the Bears were not a 2 or 3 win team with the first overall pick. They were more of a middling team that had the first overall pick. So, like, the roster is not as you know, lacking as maybe normally the team that drafts Caleb Williams first overall. So that should mitigate some of that, but I don't know. I wouldn't want to rush. This is not a judgment on, I don't think he'll be good or even great. Just how soon you should expect that. I mean, I think that, you know, a little buyer beware, I guess I would say.
Back-to-back Bear segments.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah.
From the
Grizzlies and the Bowlers.
Pizzly Bear.
Yeah, right.
To the Football Bears. When this happens, this is the Jets' point. I just can't see Team X because they've never been this, being this. Oh, I want to lean into that.
Yeah. Well, I can see them being that eventually. All I'm saying is rookie quarterback, you know, like that, that just, I'm not assuming he's going to show up and throw for 4,000 yards.
How many games of his have you watched? I'm like two.
More 2 years ago than this past year. Mm-hmm. I feel like I saw him play three, four, five times 2 years ago. This year, I don't think I saw him one time.
It's more you get those Mahomesian sort of highlights.
Yeah.
The next day on Twitter, X. Right. It was Twitter then, at least, when you'd see, like, watch this Caleb Williams throw from behind the end zone.
Twitter era, yeah.
Back when it was Twitter. Back when Twitter was Twitter. We will talk to Brian Koziol about the Open Championship. It was an interesting week. Different leaders every day, some weather, and a worthy winner. That'll be next after the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.